And now the game where we invite somebody on who's done something cool, just to remind them why they should stick to doing cool things. Mike Birbiglia is a stand-up comedian who gained fame by doing his monologues on This American Life. Now, along with Ira Glass, he's made one of his stories into a new movie, written by, directed by, and starring Mike Birbiglia. Mike, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Great to have you.
Thank you.
So, congratulations on the movie, which I've seen, which is terrific. And it started, it's called Sleepwalk With Me, and it started as a monologue that you did initially for This American Life, or was it before that?
Yeah, and by the way, don't mention to Ira Glass that I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he would be upset. He's very territorial. But it was a one-man show that I had written called Sleepwalk With Me, and then he had heard a segment of it that I had done on The Moth, storytelling series in New York City, and then he played it on the air, and then we've done a bunch of stories together, and then we decided to make this movie.
So the movie is about it's about a stand-up comedian named
Matt Pandemiglio.
Matt Pandemiglio, who looks a lot like you because you play him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about something that happened to you.
That's right.
Right. But it's not... Why aren't you just you in the movie?
What are you getting at here?
Briefly put, it's about a guy starting a stand-up career, and he's sort of struggling with what kind of comic he wants to be. And he also has this particular problem, which is that he sleepwalks and bad things happen.
Sometimes in dangerous situations.
But how true is it, then? I mean, the stories of your sleepwalking adventures are true. You really did sleepwalk and run straight through a second-floor window.
I jumped out a second-story window in my sleep, and a lot of other funny stuff.
But none of the car chases with Bruce Willis happened.
Right.
I
was wondering about this. Because you in the movie, this character, Matt Pandemiglio.
Pandemiglio
has parents who are nice people but aren't perfect people.
Sure.
And are kind of neurotic and argumentative and annoying. And so are you going to show this movie to your parents?
You know, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I am eventually going to show... I'm going to accompany them to the movie, and I'm going to tell them that I love them. And then we're going to watch it together, and then I'm going to drive us somewhere, and then we're going to eat dinner and talk about what happened.
Yeah. And how do you think that's going to go that evening?
I don't know, Peter. I just don't know, and I don't know if this is the format that we should be hashing this out in.
Right.
Since my parents, I think, listen to this show.
Right. Well, do you want to role play it? Because I can be your dad. It was like, Mike, why did you make me look like such a jerk?
Well... Ben, it's not you, it's Frank Pandemiglio.
Right.
All right, I'm your mother. We tried and tried with you.
Mom, why are you crying? Don't cry, and then I'll hug her. It'll be fine, Paula.
I think this is all going to work out really well.
Let's go back to the sleepwalking stuff. Is kind of amazing. What is the craziest thing that happened to you while sleepwalking?
Well, I would often wake up in, the outdoors and at hotels, and I'd have to walk to the front desk and explain what happened. And then even during the filming of the movie, this is completely absurd, because when you're making a movie, you're sleep deprived and you're stressed out by virtue of what the job is, which aggravates sleepwalking and sleep disorders. And so I would sleepwalk during the making of the film. And I would have dreams that I was directing myself. So my wife would come in, and I would be adjusting lamps. I'm not making this up. I'd be adjusting lamps in our bedroom. And she would say, "What are you doing?" And I said, "We're shooting." And she said, "No, Mike, we're not shooting." And I said, "I'm sorry, but we are." And I would actually be condescending about it. Like, you just don't understand what's going on here. We're making a movie, but meanwhile it was just, my lamp.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
What do you wear when you go to sleep, since you know you might end up out of your bed?
I go to bed at night, I wear a sleeping bag. And for a long time I wore mittens so that I couldn't open the sleeping bag. And I'm like a cocooned worm in my bed, and you know, and I don't wear the mittens anymore, but I still do wear the sleeping bag. It was a medical doctor told me to do that.
Well, Mike Birbiglia, we're delighted to talk to you, and we have invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling
Bon Appetit.
Okay.
Paula Deen was not the first TV chef to try to murder us with butter. Wednesday would have been the 100th birthday of Julia Child. We're going to ask you 3 questions about the French chef in her honor. Get 2 right, you will win Carl Castle's voice on the voicemail for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Mike Birbiglia playing for?
Marion Denard of Jacksonville, Oregon.
All right. Ready to play, Mike?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, here we go. We all know Julia Child's famous traditional recipes, but she made some more unusual ones in her long career, including which of these? A, coq au vin en nachos, B, primordial soup, or C, bœuf bourguignon, a dish inspired by her close friend, Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, jeez. Well, I think the goal of this, as I understand it, is to make me look like an idiot.
No, far from it. We've already done that part of the show. This is where we redeem you.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Well, this is really not my field of expertise, but I'm going to say the nachos.
The coq au vin en nachos?
Yeah.
I like that thinking, but no, it was primordial soup.
Oh.
In a video that you can see at the Smithsonian Institution, Julia Child is shown making a broth of amino acids meant to recreate the primordial soup.
Peter, you didn't take French, did you?
How do you know?
Were you Spanish?
No, I was pretty much a fake Yiddish accent from jokes.
Today, I accidentally hit the Japanese language function on the ATM, and I just powered through because I was like, don't judge me, ATM. I might know Japanese.
How much money did you get out?
5 million yen.
Next question. Many fans have tried to express their love for Julia Child. Which of these tributes is real? A farmer in Massachusetts made a massive Julia Child corn maze. B, a scientist named a bacteria found in chicken dropped on the floor, Salmonella Julia Childia. Or C, a staged burlesque adaptation of her PBS show. It was called French the Chef.
Wow. I am super game for participating in any of those ideas, so call me. But I'm going to go with the maze one.
You're going to go with the corn maze?
Yeah.
You're right, in fact. Corn maze. If you look at it from above, corn maze looks like Julia Child.
Wow.
What would you expect? Here's your last question, Mike. Back in 2002, blogger Julie Powell spent a year making all of the recipes in Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. That became a book, which became the movie Julie and Julia. But that was not the only stunt that Julia Child inspired. Which of these is real? A, George Foreman, in a marketing ploy, tried to make all 524 recipes in the book using only a George Foreman grill. B, David Blaine successfully stuffed his entire body inside a chicken deboned using Julia Child's methods. Or C, a man started the blog where he watched Julie and Julia every day for a year.
I, as much as I'm in support of David Blaine doing anything.
Yes, pretty
really,
much.
Really. I don't think that one happened. I'm going
to
go with the blog because it feels like it could have been something that someone would do because that's what the character in the film does.
So you're going to go with the guy who blogged about watching the movie Julie and Julia every day for a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
You are right. Very good.
Wow.
He did it, too. 365 days. 365 straight viewings of the movie Julie and Julia.
Wow.
If you add it up, that's an entire month of watching Julie and Julia. Bill, how did Mike Birbiglia do in our quiz?
Well, Mike got 2 right, and that means Marion Denard wins Carl Castle's voice at her home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations, Mike.
This is such an honor.
Yeah. Mike Birbiglia's new movie, written, directed by, and starring him, is called Sleepwalk With Me. It opens nationwide August 31st. Go see it. It's charming and funny as hell. Mike Birbiglia, thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
Well done.